感谢主早上给我们这样的机会，能够在一起来聆听主的话语。
We thank the Lord for this opportunity this morning to hear His word again.
也感谢圣弟兄把中心讲得这么清楚。
We also thank Brother Sam to expound the word of truth.
Be true. 好，我们早上我们先来读两处的经文。
Let's first read two passages from the Bible.
第一处在马太福音二十四章。
First, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章，我们要从四十四节读到四十六节。
Matthew 24, from 44 to 46.
马太福音二十四章四十四节，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Matthew 24:44. For this reason you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes.
我们今天主要是要用到四十五节这一句话，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Today our key verse is found in verse 45. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time?
这个仆人呢，在另外一个地方，在路加福音呢，就是讲到管家。
In Luke 12, this word slave or servant is also referred to as the steward.
这里呢，这是讲到主来的日子近了。
Here it talks about the day of the Lord is coming soon.
主来的日子呢，我们是在想不到的时候要来的。
And the day of the Lord will come on a time when you cannot think he will come.
所以我们要预备。
Therefore, you have to be ready.
所以主来的时候呢，是在寻找有忠心、有见识的仆人。
So when the Lord comes again, he's looking for faithful and prudent slaves.
我今天要分享的是忠心的仆人。
Today I want to share about being a faithful servant.
刚刚弟兄要分享的是有见识的仆人。
And then my brother later will share about being a prudent servant.
好，我们第二处经文在提摩太前书第三章。
And then 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章第二节，我们念前半部。
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. We will read the first portion.
提摩太前书三章二节，做监督的必须无可指责。
First Timothy 3:2, an overseer then must be above reproach.
第四节，好好管理自己的家，使儿女环视端庄顺服。
Verse 4, he must be one who manages his whole household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity.
第五节，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
Verse 5, but if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God?
好，我们有个祷告。
We'll have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，我们谢谢你，早上，那我们还有这样有生命气息能够来到你的面前。
We thank you that you've given us life and breath to come into your presence this morning.
主，我们谢谢你把我们从这世界当中分别出来。
We also thank you that you have separated us from this world.
求主祝福我们以下的时间。
May you bless the ensuing time.
主，我们人的话语是很多的有限。
Words of men are so limited.
我们求主真是赐恩典赐怜悯。
We entreat the Lord to grant us mercy and grace.
我们不管是说的、听的、欢迎的，都仰望在恩主的手中。
We yield the speaker, the hearers, and the translator unto your gracious hands.
我们不能做什么。
We cannot do anything.
我们就只有仰望主的恩典。
Therefore, we only look upon your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 好，早上要用在我的 三十分钟的时间跟弟兄来分享马太福音二十四章四十五节。
I want to use my 30 minutes to share on Matthew 24:45.
这里主在寻找忠心有见识的仆人。
Here the Lord is seeking faithful and prudent servants.
这里我从三个方面来看。
And I will look at it from three perspectives.
第一个，这个忠心的仆人是主人所派的。
First, the servant or the slave is being put there by the master.
来做什么呢？管理家里的人。
And what is he put there to do? To be in charge of his household.
第三点就是按时分粮给他们。
Thirdly, he is giving them their food at the proper time.
就着这三点呢，我们来看看主怎么样来告诉我们做一个忠心的人。
Out of these three perspectives, we want to know how the Lord is teaching us to be a faithful man.
那我们就从创世纪开始。
Let's start with Genesis.
神他起初创造天地。
God created heaven and earth.
我们知道他第六天造了人。
We know that on the sixth day he created men.
他到第七日，神的工就完成了。
So on the seventh day he has completed all his work.
那我们知道神造人的目的呢，他就是要与人同住。
And the reason why God created men was to dwell with men.
可是亚当失败了。
However, Adam failed.
亚当失败后，神就开始做他恢复的工作。
After Adam failed, God started his work of restoration.
恢复的工作需要器皿。
So to conduct this work of restoration, he needs vessels.
器皿就是神的仆人。
These vessels are the servants of God.
他在寻找忠心的仆人。
He is looking for a faithful servant.
在创世纪中呢，从亚伯开始。
Starting with Abel in the book of Genesis.
到出埃及记的摩西。
To Moses in Exodus.
一直到今天，神都在寻找他那忠心的仆人。
All the way till today, God is seeking for his faithful servant.
来做他那恢复的工作。
To conduct his work of restoration.
那今天呢，我们要特别从摩西的身上呢来看他在何事中心。
We particularly want to look at the life of Moses to see how he is faithful.
因为在希伯来书的作者呢，特别说到摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠。
Because the author of Hebrews particularly mentioned that now Moses was faithful in all his household.
因为摩西被神称为一个忠心的仆人。
Because Moses was called out as a faithful servant by God.
我们从第一点来看。
So let's look at the first perspective.
就是为主人所派。
Which is he is being put there by the master.
我们今天都是神用重价买回来的。
Today we've all been purchased by a heavy ransom by God.
我们都知道神拯救我们，不单单将那永恒的生命赐给我们。
We know that God saved us not just to give us eternal life.
神拯救我们有那更美好的旨意。
He has a more beautiful purpose by saving us.
就是要我们成为那君尊的祭司。
He wanted us to be the royal priesthood.
在西乃山的时候，神向摩西启示。
So on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses this revelation.
他要摩西对以色列人全家启示他的心意。
He wanted to reveal his heart's desire to all the householders in Israel.
神要以色列家归神，做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
He wanted the whole nation of Israel to be his holy nation and to be his priests.
这是神派摩西带领以色列人出埃及的目的。
This is the purpose by which he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
同样的，今天神拯救我的目的也是要我们归他做祭司的国度，做圣洁的国民。
Likewise, today he saves us so that we can be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation to him.
这是一个托付。
This is an entrustment.
我们知道祭司的职分呢，就是要来侍奉神。
We know the function of the priesthood is to serve God.
一个侍奉神的人就是神的仆人。
Someone who serves God is a servant of God.
就是神的管家。
And in other words, he is a steward for God.
保罗说，有所求于管家的，是要他有忠心。
Paul says that what is required of the steward is that he be faithful.
我们都知道，神在荆棘的火焰里向摩西显现。
We know that God revealed himself in the burning bush to Moses.
是要他带领以色列人出埃及到应许之地。
Because God wanted Moses to lead his people from into the promised land.
那我们知道，摩西他蒙召的时候，他说他自己是左口笨舌。
When Moses was called, he said he referred to himself as slow of speech and slow of tongue.
那我们知道，摩西在旷野四十年之后，是真的左口笨舌。
We know that after Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness, indeed he was slow in speech and slow of tongue.
但神怎么跟他说的呢
？But how did God respond to him?
他说：“现在去，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。”
He said that you go now, and I will teach you what you shall say.
今天同样的，我们本都是不配主所用的一般人。
Today likewise, we are all unworthy vessels.
可是我们如果愿意献上自己，成为手所中的器皿。
However, if we're willing to yield ourselves into the hands of God, to become vessels in His hand,
神就能用我们。
God can use us.
就像上星期弟兄所分享的。
Just like how a brother shared with us last week.
如果我们愿意将自己献上，当作活祭，交出我们的五饼二鱼，我们的生命就能为主所用。
If we're willing to offer ourselves as a living sacrifices and give up our own five bread and two fish into God, then we can be used by God.
唯有一个奉献的人才能忠心。
Only a man of consecration can be faithful.
也只有唯有一个忠心的人才能够为主所用。
And only a faithful person can be used by God.
我们好好的思想一下。
Let's think about this.
我们如果不在神的手中，我们的生命不过是草木禾秸。
If we're not in the hands of God, we're just wood, hay, and stubble.
就像一个终日推磨的人。
It's just like someone who is always grinding,
day in, day out. 所以今天我们是不是愿意将自己交在神的手中呢
？So today, are we each willing to offer ourselves into the hands of God?
这是做一个忠心仆人的第一步。
So this is the first step by which we can become a faithful servant of God.
愿意将自己献上，当作活祭，交给神来使用。
Which is willing to offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice to be used by God.
在以赛亚书里面。以赛亚对百姓有个呼唤。
In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah has this calling to the people.
今日神也叫我们呼唤。
Today God is also calling us.
我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去
？Who can I send?
那第二点呢？第二个特点，忠心仆人的第二点讲到的就是管理家里的人。
The second perspective of being a faithful servant is that you have to be in charge of the household or in charge of the servants in the household.
这里很有意思。
This is very intriguing here.
这里说是管理家里的人，而不是说管理家里的事。
You're not in charge of the matters in this household. You're in charge of the servants in the household.
我们知道管家都是来管事的。
We know that stewards are always in charge of matters.
可是在神的管家是来管人，不是来管事。
However, to be a steward for God, you're in charge of men, not matters.
这里让我们看到人比事重要。
Here we see that it is more important. Men are a lot more important than matters.
只要人对了，所做的事就对了。
If the man is right, whatever the things the men do would be right.
所以一个人呢，自己要先被对付，被神来制作，才能来管理神的家。
Therefore, a man has to be dealt with by God, and God's character has to be constituted in him before he can become a steward for God.
我们大家都知道，摩西在蒙召之前呢，他有四十年的时间呢，是在米甸的旷野牧羊。
We know that before Moses was called, he was shepherding sheep in the wilderness of Midian for 40 years.
我们知道牧羊呢是一个极其枯燥的工作。
We know that shepherding is an extremely boring job.
在人看来是。一点前途都没有。
From men's perspective, you have no future.
但是神却用这四十年来制作摩西，成为他的器皿。
However, God uses 40 years to constitute himself and Moses to become his vessel.
我们知道摩西在四十岁的时候呢，他学得埃及一切的学问。
We know that when Moses was 40, he has learned of all the knowledge in Egypt.
就这样，现代来说已经得到博士学位了。
Is the equivalent of getting the PhD in today's day.
因为圣经描述他说说话行事都有才能。
Because the Bible described him that he is talented in everything that he does.
但却不能为主所用。
However, he cannot be used by the Lord.
但在旷野被蒙召的摩西呢，却是一个拙口笨舌的人。
However, the Moses that was being called in the wilderness was someone who was slow of speech and slow of tongue.
却能为主所用。
However, that Moses could be used by the Lord.
这让我们看到神所看重的人本身，而不是这个人能做什么。
So we can see that God is emphasizing on the man, the person, not what the person can do.
这跟世界的标准完全不一样的。
This is a total polar opposite from the standards of the world.
如果要请一个人的话，一定请一个四十岁的摩西，又年轻又有才干。
If I were to hire someone, I would hire that Moses who was 40 years old. He's young, he's talented.
而不是八十岁的摩西，又老又拙口笨舌。
I wouldn't hire the 80-year-old Moses who is slow of speech and slow of tongue.
他应该退休了。
You know, he ought to retire.
可是在神的眼光，摩西却在八十岁的时候。能够被主来用。
However, from the perspective of God, the 80-year-old Moses is someone that he can use.
因为80岁的摩西他倒空了自己。
Because Moses, by 880, he emptied out himself.
圣经说他极其谦卑。
The Bible calls him the meekest man on earth.
主才能够在主的手中。
Therefore, he can be in the hands of God.
才能够完全的自己交在神的手中。
And he yield himself into the hands of God.
另外，从一点来看
，from another point，
摩西他是一个忠于主托付的人。
Moses is faithful to the entrustment by the Lord.
他为百姓代祷代求。
He interceded in prayer for the people.
我们知道，摩西带领百姓在西乃山下呢，他上山的时候。
When the people were under the Mount Sinai, and he went up to the mountain.
百姓呢在山底下做了一个金牛犊。
And the people in the valley, they made a molten calf.
在这件事上呢，神说百姓犯了大罪。
And God says that the people committed a great sin.
神要把他们从地上灭绝。
And therefore, God wanted to destroy them from the earth.
摩西呢，就来到神的面前为百姓代求。
Moses entered into the presence of God to intercede for the people.
他求神赦免百姓的过患。
He asked the Lord to forgive the sins of the people.
如果你不赦免的话，就求你将我从生命上除掉吧。
But now, if thou wilt will now forgive their sin, please blot me out from thy book.
因为他跟百姓就像一个身体一样是在一起的。
Because Moses was connected with the people as if they were one body.
百姓犯罪就如同他犯的罪一样。
When the people sinned, it is as if Moses had sinned.
百姓得赦免就让他得赦免一样。
And if the people were forgiven, it was as if Moses was forgiven.
如果百姓不在生命册上，他也不要在生命册上。
And if the people were not be in thy book, he would not want to be in the book either.
所以摩西，我们可以看到，他是一个没有自己的人。
We can see that Moses does not have his self-consciousness.
他不求自己的好处。
He does not seek his own.
他忠心于神的托付。
He is faithful to God's entrustment.
为百姓代求代祷。
And he is interceding for the people.
这是一个忠心仆人的一个性格。
This is a character of the faithful servant.
那我们也常常为着神的家，为我们自己的家，为弟兄姐妹能够代求代祷。
We can also intercede in prayer for ourselves, for our family and our brothers and sisters.
然后怎么样做一个忠心的仆人和管理家里的人呢？
Then how do you become a faithful servant to be in charge of the household?
在提摩太前书那边提到。
In 1 Timothy it says.
这个就是保罗对提摩太的一个教导。
This is a teaching of Paul to Timothy.
他这里讲到说，做监督的必须无可指责。
It says that as an overseer, he must be above a reproach.
然后好好的管理自己的家。
And he has to manage his own household well.
然后才能来管理教会。
Then he can take care of the church of God.
这也让我们看到，我们最先第一件事就是要管好自己。
So first of all, we see that we have to manage ourselves well.
我想管好自己这件事呢，我们大家都知道。
We all know that we need to manage ourselves.
我想我们大家都知道怎么管好自己。
We all know how to manage ourselves.
可是常常管不太好。
Although we don't do a very good job managing ourselves.
我今天就不在这里讲管自己的事情。
So today I'm not going to talk about managing yourself.
这里看到我们要管家里的事。
We know that we also need to be managing our own household.
那我们知道家中最大的挑战呢，就是夫妻之间跟教养儿女。
We know that there are two big challenges in this managing of your own household, which is husband and wife relationship and how to raise your children.
在夫妻方面，神说那人独居不好，我要跟他找一个配偶来帮助他。
God says that it is not good for the man to live alone. I will make a helper for him.
所以我们的配偶是我们的帮手。
So our spouse is our helper.
可是常常在家中，我们的配偶变成我们的对手。
However, in reality, our spouse becomes our arch enemy.
所以我们实在是求主常常光照我们。
So we continually ask the Lord to enlighten us.
把自己先管好。
So that we can manage ourselves well first.
在教养儿女的事上。
With respect to raising children.
我们也是很多的亏欠。
We're all have fallen short.
这里说到我们知道在诗篇说到，实在不是若耶和华建造，不是耶和华看守的话，我们的看守，我们的建造都是枉然的。
In the book of Psalms, it talk about if it were not for the Lord that builds, that keep watch, that guards, we build and keep watch and guard in vain.
弟兄也会讲到说，当孩子还在我们旁边的时候，就是磨剑的时候。
And our brother also shared that when our children are still in front of us, this is the time when you sharpen the arrow.
就是要管教。
Which means you need to discipline them.
吃苦是必须的。
They will suffer some. This is necessary.
很多时候舍不得孩子吃苦。
A lot of times we dare not let our children suffer.
我们非常保护我们的孩子。
We are overly protective of our children.
如果一个箭没有磨，是钝钝的，射到目标。也是掉下来。
If you don't sharpen the arrow well, even if you can hit the target, it because it's so dull, it would just drop off.
所以我们实在是愿意把家里的人都带到神的面前。
So we truly decide to bring everyone in our household before the presence of God.
愿意我们在神的面前有这样的看见和学习。
We decide to have this vision and this learning before God.
因为我们是在一家大小，不管是儿女或者是做父母的，在凡事上。就像提摩太前书所说的，端庄顺服。
So that our entire household, from parents to children, from old to young, we can all be like what Timothy, First Timothy 3 says, that we can all be under control with all dignity.
来顺服我们的主。
So that we can be obedient to our Lord.
这里有一个交通，有个姐妹，我一次听到一个姐妹的交通。
Here I want to share with you a sharing by a sister.
她是做老师的。
She's a teacher.
她说她要上班，还要准备功课，教导孩子。
She has a job and she also has to prepare materials for the children.
就想到我想 Chip 弟兄说的像马大。
So it's just like Martha that Chip, Brother Chip mentioned.
她实在是每个礼拜五上完班要来服侍，实在是非常的疲累。
So she's extremely tired because she has to go to work every Friday and then come to serve the children.
有时候都想放弃，不服侍了。
A lot of times she wants to give up and stop serving.
因为我们不服侍就没事了。
Because if you don't serve, then nothing would bother you.
是这样子的。
It is true.
可是实在是神的恩典够她用。
However, God's grace is sufficient for her.
每次都把她带过来。
Every time God would bring her through.
我们姐妹终于主的托付。
Our sister is faithful to the entrustment by the Lord.
在教导孩子的事上能够将自己摆上。
In regard to teaching the children, she can yield herself.
就能够重新得力。
Therefore, she can be renewed in strength.
就能来经历神的信实。
And she can experience the faithfulness of the Lord.
这就是忠心。
This is being faithful.
我们在各样的事上，我们要忠心。
In all matters, we need to be faithful.
不管大事小事。
Whether it's a big issue or a small issue.
在神的眼中，忠心是最重要的，不管事大事小。
In the eyes of the Lord, the most important thing is to be faithful to anything, whether it's a big or small issue.
感谢主，愿主的话常常这样的，让我们能够在主里面来一起学习忠心管理神的家。
We thank the Lord for His word so that we can all learn to be faithful in His household.
第三个讲到忠心的一个特质就是按时婚粮给人的人。
And then the third aspect of being faithful is to give them their food at the proper time.
我们知道粮呢就是神的话。
We know that food is referring to the word of God.
因为主耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
Because the Lord Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
所以一个忠心的仆人呢就是一个按时婚粮的人。
So a faithful servant is one who gives out food at the proper time.
我们知道约瑟在圣经里面是一个典型的代表婚粮的人。
We know that Joseph in the Old Testament is a typical example of someone who can give out food.
因为一个婚粮的人自己要先有粮。
Because someone who gives out food, he himself has to have food first.
我们今天没有时间提到约瑟。
Today we don't have time to go over Joseph.
大家如果对约瑟有兴趣，可以读创世纪。
If you're interested, read Genesis.
我今天就着一个婚粮的人，我从两个方面来看。
I'm going to look at this distributing food from two perspectives.
一个婚粮的人，一个是传递主话语的人。
First, he must be someone who is a messenger of the word of God.
一个婚粮的人是一个见证基督生命的人。
Someone who is distributing food is also someone who is testifying of his life.
在传递主话语这方面，我们来看摩西。
We can study Moses in terms of how to be a messenger for the word of God.
摩西在山上，神吩咐他建造会幕。
So he went up to the mount, and then God commanded him to build the tabernacle.
神详细地告诉他如何建造，用怎么样的材料，用怎么样的人。
So God described to him in great detail what materials, what people to use to build this tabernacle.
摩西呢，就照着神所吩咐的呢，将这一切话告诉了百姓。
So Moses told the people everything that God has told him.
那以色列人呢，就照着耶和华所吩咐的摩西的呢，就来做。
And the Israelites did exactly as God has commanded Moses with respect to this construction.
这是一件很美的事。
This is a very beautiful thing.
神告诉摩西。
God commanded Moses.
摩西告诉百姓。
Moses commanded the people.
百姓就照着耶和华的吩咐做了。
And the people obey the commandments of the Lord God and did accordingly.
然后会幕就如期完成。
And the tabernacle was constructed in time.
这也给我们看到一个忠心的仆人就是一个传递主话的人。
Therefore, we see that a faithful servant is someone who is a messenger for the word of God.
忠心的一句一句照着山上的样式告诉百姓。
And a faithful person would be telling the people the pattern on the mount.
今天呢，同样的呢，神所要求我们要做的呢，也是要做我们忠心的来传递主的话。
Today, God also requires us to be a faithful messenger for His word.
我们从神领受神的话，学习做一个婚娘的人。
We receive from the Lord His word, and we learn to be a distributor of this word.
星期五晚上的查经，我讲是一个很好学习的机会。
Therefore, the Friday night Bible study is a great opportunity in this manner.
那我们在每一次礼拜五来的时候，就学习做一个分粮的人。
So every time before we gather on Friday Bible study, we can learn to be a distributor of food.
把我们自己在主里面的学习，我们的看见，能够传递给弟兄姐妹，一起来分享主在我们身上的启示。
So we would share with the brothers and sisters all the revelations and experiences that we have in the Lord.
第二点呢，分粮的人呢是见证基督生命。
Secondly, to be a distributor of food is someone who would testify of the life of Christ.
我们知道摩西下山的时候呢，下西乃山的时候呢，他脸上发光。
We know that when Moses walked down Mount Sinai, the skin of his face shone.
以色列人看到摩西的脸上发光呢，就知道神与他同在。
So the people of Israel, when they saw that the skin of Moses' face shone, they know that the Lord's presence had been with Moses.
我们今天实在也是要活出那基督复活的生命。
Also, we today we need to live out the life of the resurrection life.
刚才在领杯聚会的时候，却伯弟兄跟我们分享到拉萨路、马大跟玛利亚。
At the table meeting, Brother Chip shared with us about Lazarus, Martha, and Mary.
我们知道耶稣第一次到他们家的时候，拉撒路不知道在哪里。
The first time Jesus went to their house, we don't know where Lazarus was.
马大呢，忙着服侍呢，心里忧愁，心里烦闷。
Martha, because she was busy serving, she was distracted by all the preparations.
玛利亚呢，她坐在主的脚前，听主的话。
Mary, on the other hand, was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his words.
可是我们想想看，当第二次主耶稣到他们家，就是在逾越节的前六日到他们家的时候。
And then the second time when Jesus visited this household, which is six days before Passover.
我们知道在中间呢，经历过拉撒路死而复活。
In the interim, we experienced the resurrection of Lazarus.
我们知道第一次拉撒路不知道到哪去了。
First time when Jesus visited, we didn't know where Lazarus was.
可是第二次拉撒路坐在哪里？
But the second time when Jesus visited, he was reclining at the table.
马大还是在侍候。
Martha was still serving.
可是这里主没有说他心里愁烦。
The Lord did not say that she was sorry in her heart.
他是坐在那边的侍候，他的侍奉呢是有安息的。
So even though while she's serving, she has rest.
玛利亚这个时候。他把他的浴瓶拿出来。
Therefore, at that time, Mary took out her ointment.
因为他实在是看到那复活的生命。
Because she could really see the resurrection life.
我们知道他第一次当耶稣到他家的时候，他已经有那个浴瓶了。
We know that the first time when Jesus visited her household, she already had this veil of alabaster.
可是他第二次，他愿意把他最宝贵的浴瓶交出来。
But when the Lord Jesus visited the second time, she's willing to offer up this jar of alabaster.
今天我们是不是要把我们最好的来献给主呢？
Today, are we going to offer up our best to the Lord?
我们是不是经历过那死而复活的生命呢？
Have we experienced the resurrection life?
这实在是主的恩典。
This is truly the Lord's grace.
因为前一阵子有一个弟兄讲到说，分享到一个见证说，我们身上有很多的钥匙。
A while ago, a brother shared that we have many keys in our life.
我们有时候有点感动，就交出一把。
Sometimes our hearts are stirred a little, we give up one key.
有时候感动再多交出一把。
And then we're moved a little more, and then we give up another key.
有时候失败了又把钥匙要回来。
Sometimes we fail and we ask for the key back.
我们实在是求主怜悯。
We truly entreat the mercy of the Lord.
玛利亚把她最好的献给主。
Mary has given her best to the Lord.
就像当初神要以色列的百姓奉献。
Just like God wanted the people of Israel to offer up sacrifices.
他说凡甘心乐意的就可以拿出来奉献。
All who is willing to give, they can offer up their sacrifices.
所献的都是金银宝石。
All they offer up are gold, silver, precious stones.
神不要破铜烂铁。
God doesn't want a bad bronze or rotten metal.
神要的是最好的。
God wants the best.
我们也实在是愿意把我们最好的来献给我们的主。
We also want to offer up our best to the Lord.
这是一个忠心的仆人该有的。一个表现。
This is a manifestation that a faithful servant ought to have.
所以很奇妙的，刚才马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路这三个人。
So when you look at Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, these three people.
最后让犹太人信主的是拉撒路。
Ultimately, the Jews believed because of Lazarus.
他什么话都没说，什么事都没做。
He didn't utter a word. He didn't do a thing.
所以我想。一个最好的见证婚娘的人是一个活出基督生命的人。
So I think that a good example of being a distributor of food is someone who lived out this resurrection life.
所以呢，在这里实在是愿意和弟兄姐妹来互相的共勉。
So I really want to encourage our brothers and sisters each other.
在这岁末年终的时候。
at the end of this year and the beginning of the new year.
因为我们都有一个相同的心智。
May we all have the same mindset.
愿意将自己献上，做一个忠心的仆人。
That we all offer ourselves up as a faithful servant.
接受属人的差派，管理家里的人，做一个按时分粮的人。
To be put in charge of his household, to put food at the proper time.
最后，保罗常常说还有末了的话。
Finally, Paul likes to say, and there's another final word.
今天讲了半小时。
I spoke for 30 minutes.
大家都可以忘记，没关系。
You can forget all what I say.
下面这句话不要忘记。
But do not forget what I am going to tell you.
愿这一句话成我们新的一年在主里面的一个激励。
So may this be a constraining power in the new year for all of us.
因为当我听到这句话的时候，我是非常受到激励的。
Because when I first hear this sentence, I'm extremely constrained in the heart.
就是说，趁着还有今日，要向主忠心。
Which is when there's still today, be faithful to the Lord.
因为我们实在不知道我们还有多少日子能够被主所用。
Because we truly do not know how much time is left for us to be used by the Lord.
大家要记住，趁着还有今日。
So remember, when there's still today,
向主忠心。
Be faithful to the Lord.
不管今天我们在什么样的地位，在什么样的环境里面。
Regardless of what position you have, what environment you're in.
纵然伴侣都失败。
Even though all may fail.
无论在怎么样的情况。
Regardless of what circumstances you're in,
我都站在主这一边。
Stand at his side,
让主常见我忠心。
So that he can see that you're being true.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主弟兄开始跟我们的分享。
We thank you for the earlier sharing by our brother.
我们知道我们开始分享的经文是在马太福音二十四章四十五节。
So we all know that we're sharing on Matthew 24:45.
他说到谁是忠心有见识的仆人。
It talks about being a faithful and prudent servant.
也讲到要为主人所派管理神家里的人按时分粮给他们
and put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time.
我们感谢主，我们弟兄几乎把所有的字都分享过了。
We thank the Lord that he has expounded on almost every single word.
当中还有一个字就留给我分享。
he saved one word for me to share.
这个就是我们不仅要做忠心的仆人，我们也要是有见识的仆人。
Which is not only do we need to be a faithful servant, we also need to be a prudent servant.
是有忠心，是忠心有见识的仆人。
In other words, the faithful and prudent servant.
我们知道有见识呢，也就是要有从神而来的智慧跟聪明。
We know that having prudence is to have understanding and wisdom from God.
我们知道聪明跟智慧跟聪明的反面呢就是愚拙。
We know that the opposite of wisdom and understanding is foolishness.
大家假如注意的话，圣经中主耶稣用了有不少的比喻，都是这样一对对的出现。
If you pay attention, the Lord has used many parables where there are polar opposite comparisons.
是让我们能够看到这样有一个对比。
So that we can see the comparison.
我们不仅能够让我们能够来看到有智慧有见识有聪明有智慧的人是怎么样子的。
So not only do we know what it is like to have wisdom, understanding and prudence,
也让我们看到愚拙的人是怎么样子。
We also see what it is to be a foolish person.
像五个聪明的童女呢，同时也讲到五个愚拙的童女。
Just like Jesus mentioned five prudent virgins, but he also mentioned five foolish virgins.
像有聪明人盖房子呢，也讲到愚拙人盖房子。
He also talks about the wise man building his house and also a foolish man building a house.
同时我们也看到在圣经中提到有一些聪明人跟愚拙人，有的呢是同样的同时出现，一对对的出现。
And also we see that in the Bible there are these pairs coming up where there one is wise and one is foolish.
像雅各跟以扫。
Just like Jacob and Esau.
像大卫王跟扫罗王。
Like King David and King Saul.
圣经中有很多这样的例子。
There are many examples in the Bible.
所以神要我们知道，我们不仅是要有忠心，而且呢是要有见识的仆人。
So the Lord tells us not only do we need to be faithful, we also need to be prudent.
跟大家分享一件很多年前发生在我身上的事情。
I want to share with you about something that happened to me many years ago.
那时候我还在奥斯汀的时候。
I was still in Austin.
那时候呢我们有一个弟兄也是我们教会的，相当于我们的邻居，他们呢夏天呢他们有一个月的时间呢要回中国去。
So at the time there was a brother in the summer they had to be gone to China for a month.
他呢就叫我呢帮他家里看一些东西，主要呢就是喂鱼跟浇花。
And so I was told to water the flowers and to feed the fish.
所以我很忠心，我过个一两天呢我就去回他们家呢喂鱼浇花。
So I was very faithful. Every few days I would go to water their plants and to feed the fish.
我觉得都不错啊。
I thought I was pretty good.
后来我们弟兄回来了。
Then our brother returned.
他后来告诉我一件事情。
Then he told me something.
他说我家里啊有几棵树是不需要浇的。
He said that, oh, in my house there are a few trees that do not need to be watered.
因为这些树是假的树。
Because these are fake plants.
所以他发现现在这个树下面的桶里面都很多的水在里面。
And he realized that there's a lot of water in the bottom of those pots of fake plants.
所以我们也看到做主的仆人呢，不仅要有忠心，也要有见识，才能合乎主用。
So we know that to be a good servant for the Lord, not only do you have to be faithful, you also have to have prudence.
下面呢，我们要用旧约当中一个例子，就士师基甸的经历，我们来一同来学习。怎么样子做神有见识的仆人。
So we need to use the example of Gideon to study how to be a prudent servant.
非常抱歉，我这里也要分享三点啊。
I also have three perspectives to share.
我们要第一个，我们要在认识仇敌的工作上有见识。
First, we need to have prudence regarding knowing the work of the enemy.
第二点，我们要在认识神的心意上有见识。
Next, we need to have prudence regarding knowing the heart's desire of God.
第三点，我们要在认识神的工作上有见识。
Thirdly, we need to have prudence with respect to knowing the work of God.
我们的经文主要在士师记第六章，我们会来一段一段的看。
So our key passage is found in Judges chapter 6, and we'll read one passage at a time.
我们第一点，我们来再看在认识仇敌的工作上有见识。
So first, we need to have prudence with respect to knowing the work of the enemy.
我们来看第一节到第六节。
So Judges chapter 6, verse 1 through 6.
那里说到以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人就在山中挖穴、挖洞建造营寨。以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻打他们，对着他们安营，毁坏地产，直到加沙，没有给以色列人留下食物，牛羊驴也没有留下，因为那些人带着牲畜帐篷来，像蝗虫那样多，人和骆驼无数，都进入国内，毁坏全地。以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求耶和华。
Judges 6Verse 1, then the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hands of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of Midian, the sons of Israel made for themselves the dens which were in the mountains and the caves and the strongholds. For it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites would come up with the Amalekites and the sons of the east and go against them. So they would camp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance in Israel, as well as no sheep, ox, or donkey. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents. They would come in like locusts for number. Both they and their camels were innumerable, and they came into the land to devastate it. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and the sons of Israel cried to the Lord.
这里说到当时以色列人的生活环境和他们的光景。
So it talks about the environment of the Israelites and the conditions at the time.
因为以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，所以呢，他们就落在仇敌手中。
Because the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, then the Lord gave them into the hands of their enemy.
以色列人为了要躲避这些仇敌呢，他们就在山中挖穴、挖洞、建造营寨。
Therefore, in order to hide from the enemies, the Israelites build here in verse 2 dens and caves and strongholds.
可能我想从那个时候以色列人呢就开始学习在山中怎么样子挖洞建营寨。
I think maybe from that time onward, the Israelites were learning how to dig dens and caves and build strongholds.
之后我们慢慢会看到，每当仇敌来攻击他们的时候呢，他们就跑到山里面去，藏在洞穴中。
Gradually, we would see that anytime the enemy would come, they would hide in the clefts, in the dens.
慢慢的，我想以色列人他们就成为在山中挖洞穴、建造营寨的专家。
Very soon, they became experts in digging dens and caves and building strongholds.
所以神在诗篇里常常对他们说，耶和华是他们的岩石，是他们的山寨。
Therefore, God says often in the Psalms that God is their rock and their fortress.
因为神一这么跟他们说的时候，他们就想到他们的生活，他们的洞穴和山寨的生活。
Because when the Lord said these words, it reminds them of their life in the dens and caves.
能够叫他们认识到他们在仇敌手中的光景就是惧怕。
Therefore, they understand that the life of their under the hands of the enemy is fear.
只能在山中挖洞居住。
They can only dig dens in the mountains to live.
但更叫我们看到的是，仇敌的工作不是仅仅把他们赶到山里面去。
But furthermore, we can see that the work of the enemy is not to just chase them into the mountains.
仇敌的工作是要把以色列人的粮食夺取。
They want to take away their sustenance.
因为仇敌他完全清楚，只要神的百姓缺少食物、缺少粮食，他们就会贫穷，就会软弱。
Because the enemy knows very clearly if the Israelites lack sustenance, they would be very weak.
所以这样就谈不上起来为神来征战，这样仇敌就能够得胜。
Therefore, they cannot rise up to enter into warfare for the Lord and to fight the enemy.
所以这个就是仇敌藏在神的儿女在我们当中的工作，把粮食夺取。
Therefore, this is the work of the enemy, which is to steal sustenance in our midst.
我们看到以色列人不是没有种子。
We see that it's not that the Israelites lack seeds.
在他们当中不是没有撒种的工作，没有耕种的工作。
It is not that they haven't sown or they haven't planted.
就像现在在我们当中不是没有种子神的话语。
Just like in our midst, it's not like we don't have the word of God.
神在我们当中不是没有撒种跟耕种的工作。
In our midst, it's not that there's lack of planting or sowing of the word of God in our midst.
但为什么没有粮食跟食物？
However, why is it that there's no sustenance nor is there food?
因为这里说到，每逢以色列人撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻打他们。
Because in verse 3 it says that for it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites would come up with the Amalekites and the sons of the east and go up against them.
就像我们每次听到神的话语，神的话语也常常感动我们，也进到我们的心里面。
It's just like every time we hear the word of God, the word enters into our heart and we are moved.
但这里说到，马上我们生活中的米甸人、亚玛利人跟东方人就来。
But immediately here it talks about the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the sons of the east in our lives would come in.
他就是为了要夺取我们里面神的话。
And their sole purpose is to steal away the word of God in our hearts.
米甸人我们就知道代表着我们今生的富裕跟富足。
We know that Midianites represent the wealth and abundance of this life.
因为米甸人很早就开始做生意，我们记得约瑟当年就是被他哥哥卖给米甸的商人。
We know that Midianites had learned to the trade of business very early because Joseph was sold by his brothers as a slave to Midian merchants.
世界的吸引，今生的钱财和宴乐，会让这些种子不能结实。
So the attractions in this world and the monies of this world and the feasting of this world could prevent the seed from growing.
亚玛利人我们都知道就代表着我们的肉体，我们的肉体是不喜欢神的话语的。
We also know that the Amalekites represent the flesh, and now flesh does not like the word of God.
而东方人往往就代表着我们属地的一切的智慧。
And the sons of the east usually represent the wisdom from this earth.
所以所有的这一切，我们都看到，都会把我们里面神的话语夺去，像蝗虫过境一般。
So we see that all these things would be just like locusts, take away everything.
非常快的，什么都不剩。
Very soon, nothing would be left.
我们是不是还记得我们过去这个周五查经时神给我们说的话？
Do we still remember what the Lord said to us last Friday night at Bible study?
我们是不是还记得上个主日神感动我的话？
Do you still remember last Lord's day, the words that moved your heart?
我们可以来思想一下，还是我们生活当中的蝗虫已经来过了，已经什么都已经不剩？
Or rather, had the locust of this life already shown up and has eaten up everything and there's nothing left?
所以我们需要在认识仇敌的工作和我们的现在的光景上面有认识。
Therefore, we have to have prudence with respect to knowing the work of God and regarding our own conditions.
认识到这是关乎粮食，属灵的粮食就是关乎到我们的生命。
So spiritual sustenance is with respect to our life.
这个属灵的生命就关乎到我们的生命的成长。
Spiritual life is with respect to the spiritual growth.
所以当以色列百姓没有粮食没有食物的时候，他们自然就极其的穷乏。
So when the Israelites lacked sustenance and lacked food, they were greatly impoverished.
他们就极其的极其的软弱。
They were greatly weakened.
所以当我们来思想，我们假如一再次落在软弱当中的时候，我们要来思想，我是不是没有神的种子能够来成为我的粮食。
So when we are in weakness, we have to think, is there seed in our heart from God?
但我们感谢主，这里我们看到以色列人在这种光景当中，他就呼求耶和华。
We thank the Lord that here we see the Israelites, they cry to the Lord in this condition.
这再一次让我们看到，有一个祷告，神是一定会垂听的。
Here we see once again, there is one prayer that God will surely answer.
当我们有见识，看到我们是在穷贫穷的软弱的光景的时候，
When we have the prudence to know that we are in a great impoverishment,
我们不要落在这种光景的时候，
and we dare not remain in this condition,
如果我们是有见识的话，我们就一定会起来呼求耶和华。
If we have prudence, we will rise up and cry to the Lord.
求神来救我们脱离这种光景。
We entreat the Lord to lead us out of this condition.
当我们这样子的时候，我们的神一定是会有反应的。
When we pray in this manner, God will surely respond.
所以我们不仅需要在认识仇敌的工作跟我们光景上有认识。
Not only do we need to know the work of the enemy and our own conditions,
我们也要在认识神的心意上有见识。
We also need to have prudence with respect to knowing the heart desire of God.
所以当以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，圣经就这里说到，在十一节，耶和华的使者来到了俄弗拉，坐在亚比以谢族人约阿斯的橡树下。约阿斯的儿子基甸正在酒榨那里打麦子，为要防备米甸人。耶和华的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。”十四节，耶和华观看基甸说：“你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？”基甸说：“主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人？我家在马拿西支派中是自贫穷的，我在我父家中是自微小的。”耶和华对他说：“我与你同在，你就必击打米甸人，如同击打一人一样。”
Therefore, when the Israelites cried out to the Lord in this manner, starting in verse 11 of chapter 6 in Judges, then the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak that was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress in order to save it from the Midianites.Verse 12, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. Verse 14, and the Lord looked at him and said, Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? And he said to him, O Lord, how shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I'm the youngest in my father's house. But the Lord said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat Midian as one man.
我们看到当以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，神就差遣了他的一个使者到了一个叫俄弗拉的地方，坐在一家人的树下来观看。
So we see that when the Israelites cried out to the Lord, God sent an angel of the Lord to sit down and visit a family under the oak tree which was in Ophrah, in verse 11.
所以我们看到当神开始有反应的时候，往往不是像我们一样起来好像开始做什么。
When God started to respond, it's unlike us. We want to do something.
好，我们知道神先来坐在这里，先来观看。
So God first sit down and he is looking.
所以我每次读到这里，我就会想，今天现在主是不是就坐在我们的边上来观看我们？
A lot of times when I read to this part of the Bible, I was thinking, is the Lord sitting in our midst and looking at us now at this time?
他会看到我们在做什么呢？
What is he going to observe when he looks at us?
我们是不是在手机上上网，或者在看微信？
Are we looking at, are we going into the internet on our cell phones, or are we doing WeChats?
是不是看到我们现在心里想的是下午的球赛，或者是下个礼拜的安排呢？
Are we thinking about the football game in the afternoon, or the arrangements for next week?
所以主的使者坐在那里观看，是为了要找一个人。
Therefore, the angel of the Lord sat and looked because he wanted to look for one person.
是一个神反应的器皿。
It is someone who will respond, a vessel which will respond to God.
所以那天他看到了一个人。
And that day he saw someone.
他看到了约阿斯的儿子基甸在酒榨那里打麦子。
He saw the son of Joash, Gideon, who was beating out wheat in the wine press.
主在暗中呢，注意到基甸这个人。
God, the Lord, observed Gideon in secret.
他在做一件和别人不太一样的事情。
Gideon was doing something that is different from other people.
或在做一件别人根本不在意的事情。
Maybe he's doing something that nobody else cared about.
虽然别人没有在意，但是我们主的眼睛在注视着他。
Even though other people may not have cared about it, but the Lord cared about what Gideon was doing.
所以我们要来认识主所关注，主注视我们在暗中私底下我们心中所做所想的。
Therefore, we need to pay attention because the Lord cared about what we were thinking in our heart and doing in our heart.
主可能更关注我们聚会后的所做跟所想的。
Furthermore, the Lord may care more about what we do after the meetings, what we think and do.
所以我们再看基甸，他在暗中做什么呢？他在打麦子。
So what was Gideon doing in hiding? He was beating out wheat.
因为基甸在认识仇敌的工作上，他是有见识的。
Because Gideon had prudence with respect to knowing the work of the enemy.
他来为自己，为神的百姓来预备粮食。
He was preparing sustenance for himself and his people.
当主的使者看到这样一个人的时候，就来向他显现。
When the angel of the Lord saw a person like that, he appeared to this person.
来对他说，大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。
And he said in verse 12, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior.
所以基甸在神的眼中，他是一个大能的勇士。
So Gideon is a valiant warrior in the eyes of God.
因为他里面有一个勇士的灵，一个勇敢的心。
Because he has a spirit of the warrior and a heart of valor.
他能一个人在暗中来做对付仇敌的工作。
He can do the work dealing with the enemy by himself in secret.
这样的人，神称他们是大能的勇士。
Someone like this, God calls them a valiant warrior.
这是神对基甸的呼召。
This is the calling that God had for Gideon.
就是神对基甸说，他所呼召人说，你靠着你这能力，去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人。
Therefore God said to him in verse 14, Go in this your strength and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian.
神的呼召是要叫基甸去拯救以色列人，这是神的心意。
God's heart desire is to have Gideon deliver Israel from the hand of Midian.
神的心意是要以色列人作为他大能的勇士去为他征战。
God wants Israel to be the valiant warrior for him to enter into warfare for him.
我们回想的话，这是神当初对所有以色列人的呼召。
If we think carefully, this is what God wants to call every single Israelite to do.
因为神的心意不是让他们在酒榨里打麦子。
Because God, the heart desire of God is not for them to remain to be that wheat in wine presses.
神来呼召基甸，首先要来恢复他们对神的旨意的认识。
God initially wanted to first restore the understanding of his heart desire among the Israelites.
人往往可能会满足于在酒榨那里打麦子。
Men may be satisfied to just beat out wheat in wine presses.
但神不会满足。
However, God would not be satisfied just at this.
人可能会满足于神来告诉他们如何更好地在酒榨当中打麦子。
Men may be satisfied because God has told them how to beat out more wheat or better wheat in wine presses.
但神不会。
But God is not satisfied by this.
神来呼召基甸是来起来击打米甸人，来为神得到那个应许之地。
So God, on the other hand, called Gideon to attack Midianites so that they can get back their promised land.
是为神在那应许之地来做王掌权。
So that the Israelites can rule and reign in the promised land.
神对我们的心意一样，是要我们起来能够来做他的见证，来荣耀，来彰显荣耀的基督。
Likewise, God also wants us to rise up to be His glorious testimony to testify this glorious Christ.
上周我们的弟兄跟我们讲到推磨的参孙。
Last week, our brother shared on Samson, who was a grinder.
我们可能不会为世界来推磨。
Maybe we wouldn't be a grinder for the world.
但我们是不是满足于我们属灵的推磨？
However, are we satisfied to just be a grinder from the spiritual sense?
我们对神的心意的认识多少，决定了我们能够起来愿意为主多少。
The amount of our understanding with respect to God's heart's desire would determine how much we can do His work.
同时，我们也要在认识神的工作上有见识。
At the same time, we also need to have prudence regarding the knowing His work.
这里圣经接下去在十七节说。基甸说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你给我一个证据，使我知道与我说话的就是主。求你不要离开这里，等我归回，将礼物带来供在你面前。主说，我必等你回来。
So here in verse 17, regarding knowing his work is where, so Gideon said to him, if now I have found favor in thy sight, then show me a sign that it is thou who speakest with me. Please do not depart from here until I come back to thee and bring out my offering and lay it before thee. And he said, I will remain until you return.
主做工的原则是要来找一个器皿，一个愿意在神手中的器皿。
So the principle by which God works is to find a vessel that is in his hands.
所以对这个器皿来说，他第一件要做的就是要把自己交出来。
So the vessel needs to offer itself up.
当我们要交东西给一个人的时候，我们一定要知道、认识到这个人是谁。
If we want to deliver something to someone, we have to know who the someone is.
这个就是基甸在这里所做的。
This is what Gideon was doing in verses 17 and 18.
所以他要就来认识跟他说话的人，这个到底是谁。
He wanted to know who it is who was speaking to him.
所以基甸去预备一些食物给这个人的时候，当他这样做的时候，主就跟他说，我必等你回来。
Therefore, Gideon wanted to prepare some food for this person. And then at that time, the Lord said to him, I will remain until you return.
所以当我们愿意来认识这位主，来愿意更多认识我们主的时候，主一定会等我们。
So when we desire to want to know him more, he will surely wait for us and remain here.
结果基甸发现在他面前跟他说话的就是耶和华的使者，就是主。
And then Gideon then subsequently discovered that the person who was spoken to him is the Lord God, the angel of the Lord.
我们看到可能直到那天，可能是基甸是第一次才真正亲自经历到主。
We see that maybe that was the first time where Gideon personally experienced the Lord.
所以神在器皿上的第一个工作就是让我们个人对主有一个亲身的经历。
Therefore, the first step of God's work in us is to enable the vessel to have a personal experience of the Lord.
这样我们就知道我们把自己是交在谁的手中。
Therefore, we know in whose hands have we yielded ourselves into.
也帮助我们愿意把我们自己交在他的手中。
This also helps us to be more willing to yield ourselves into his hands.
我们也知道神许多的时候不是让我们在一个我们所喜欢的环境当中来经历认识他。
We know that oftentimes God did not put us in a pleasant environment to experience Him and to know Him.
神往往是借着我们当中的一些难处跟困境当中来认识他。
God a lot of times allow difficulties and afflictions in our life so that we can know Him.
约伯他是在一无所有的时候，他可以说我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见。
So Job, when he had nothing left, he said that I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees thee.
雅各是在瘸腿之后知道什么叫做比努以勒。
Jacob, after he was crippled, he understood the meaning of Peniel.
同样，神有的时候有给我们一些我们不喜欢、不愿意的环境跟遭遇，让我们能够来面对面的认识他。
Sometimes God gave us unpleasant environment and things we don't want so that we can know Him face to face.
所以当基甸认出是主的时候，我们看到很自然他就在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
So once we see here that when Gideon recognized it was the Lord God, he built an altar for the Lord.
这就说到他一认出主的时候，他就愿意很自然的就奉献给主。
So once here it says, once he recognized it was the Lord, very naturally he offered himself up to the Lord.
当基甸为耶和华筑了一座坛之后，当夜耶和华就吩咐基甸做了一件事情。
So that night, after he has built an altar, the Lord God commanded him to do one thing that night.
这里在二十五节，他说到：“你取你父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛盘的木偶，在这磐石上整整齐齐的为耶和华你的神筑一座坛。”将第二只牛献为燔祭，用你所砍下的木偶做柴。
So here in chapter 6, verse 25, the Lord said, Take your father's bull and a second bull 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal, which belongs to your father, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of this stronghold in an orderly manner, and take a second bull and offer a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah, which you shall cut down.
基甸就照着耶和华的话行了以后，接下来三十二节说，所以当日人称基甸为耶路巴利，意思说他拆毁巴利的坛，让巴利与他争论。
So Gideon did as the Lord had commanded him, and what was the result is in verse 32. Therefore, on that day, the people named him Jerubbaal, which is to say, let Baal contend against him, because he had torn down his altar.
记得我第一次读这一段的时候很惊讶，因为基甸他是一个在酒榨里为神为他的百姓来预备打麦子的人。
The first time I read this passage, I was in great shock because Gideon was beating out wheat in the wine presses for God.
怎么他的家人，他的父亲，却是一个为巴利筑坛的人？
How could somebody from his house, his own father, be building an altar for Baal?
其实就像我们开始弟兄开始所提到的，这里神再次让我们看到，神恢复的工作是从我们自己，从我们家里开始的。
Just like our brother has shared, the restoration work of God started with ourselves and our own homes.
我们的奉献，我们的见证，不是起头于我们的教会，是从我们自己，从我们的家中开始的。
Our consecration, our sacrifices would not start with the church, but it would start from our own home and our own selves.
所以我们看到基甸筑的第二座坛是他们家庭的祭坛。
Therefore, the second altar that Gideon has built is the altar for his household.
当我们看见了我们主在我们主面前做了这个奉献的时候，我们就能够来知道认识到追求主之外的任何的东西都是在为巴利筑坛。
Once we notice what this is, then we know that everything else we do outside of working for God is just like building an altar for Baal.
当我们在主面前有了一个真实的奉献之后，就会能够来看到我们自己，我们的家中，在我们所追求的当中有没有偶像要被神来拆毁。
As we start to have a little more understanding, then we'll see in our own selves and our own pursuit, is there anything that we're doing that is an Asherah or a Baal for altar for Baal?
所以我们也看到基甸在这里做了个奉献的时候，他就有了一个奉献的记号。
And we also see that when Gideon had made this sacrifice, he had a sign of sacrifice.
就是人称他为耶路巴力。
Which is people call him Jerubbaal.
他奉献的见证就是拆毁巴力的坛。
And the sign of his consecration is that he had teared down, he has torn down the altar of Baal.
当我们把自己奉献给主之后，主要在我们每个人身上得到一个奉献的记号。
After we offered ourselves up to the Lord, the Lord wants every single one of us to have a sign of this consecration.
每一个奉献过的人，或者是我们每一次的奉献，神都要得到这样一个记号。
Every person who has made the sacrifice, or every time we make the sacrifice, God will always want the sign.
所以当我们愿意交在主的手中，就主能够在我们这个器皿身上来做工的时候，能够来成为一个带有奉献记号的器皿。
Once we're willing to yield ourselves to the Lord, and we would want to have the sign of consecration in us.
主当时在地上问他的门徒，谁是忠心有见识的仆人？
The Lord was asking his disciples on the earth at the time, Who is my faithful and prudent servant?
主今天一样在地上来问我们同样的问题，有谁认识神的心意？
Today, the Lord also wants to ask us the same question, Who knows my heart's desire?
来问有谁愿意答应这个呼召？
He also wants to ask the question, Who is willing to answer to this call?
有谁愿意成为交在主手中的器皿？
Who is willing to be that vessel in the hands of God?
有谁愿意成为神手中一个带有奉献记号的器皿？
Who wants to be that vessel who has the sign of consecration on them?
当时有一个人向神说，我愿意。
At the time, there was one person who said to the Lord, I'm willing.
就是我们的主。
That is our Lord Jesus.
他顺服了父神的旨意，成为神反应的器皿。
He obeyed the will of the Father and he has a response to God's will.
他把自己完全的倾倒奉献在神的手中。
He poured out himself entirely into the hands of God.
他也让我们就是他的门徒看到他身上奉献的记号。
He also enabled us and the disciples to see the sign of consecration on him.
我们今天这个十字架的记号仍然在我们主的身上。
Even today, the sign of the cross is still on our Lord Jesus.
就是为了让我们能够来看到。
To enable us to see.
让我们能够看到这样一个爱的记号的时候，我们可以起来爱我们的主。
So that when we see the sign of love, we can rise up to love our Lord.
我们也愿意像我们的主一样，也是有一个带有十字架记号的人。
We also would be have the same desire as our Lord to have the sign of consecration.
是一个带有奉献记号的器皿。
That we would become a vessel with the sign of consecration.
我们每一个愿意跟随主的人，怎么可能没有这样一个记号？
All of us who are willing to follow the Lord, how could we not have the sign of consecration?
我们诗歌本里有一首诗歌。
There is a hymn in our hymnary.
题目叫做你怎没有伤痕。
It's called Has Thou No Scar.
他的歌词说你怎没有伤痕，没有伤痕在你肋旁。
Has thou no scar, no hidden scar on foot or side of hand?
你明反倒远播四方，你光反照到辉煌。
I hear thee sung throughout the land. I hear the hail thy shining star.
你怎没有伤痕？
Has thou no scar?
我是被迫挂在树上，视为尽是残忍狂妄。
I was wounded by the archer spent, leaned me against a tree and rent.
我是受尽一切创伤，你怎没有伤痕？
By ravening beasts around me, I swooned. Has thou no wound, no wound?
仆人该与主人同样，本该与我同受创伤。
Yet as the master shall be the servant be, and pierce the feet that follow me.
而你却是完整无恙，怎能你无伤痕？
But whole, can he have followed far who has no wound nor scar?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是感谢你今天还愿意来对我们来说话。
Lord, we thank you that you still are willing to speak to us this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你今天你身上还带着这样一个记号，让我们看见。
We thank you that you still bear the sign on your body so that we can see.
主啊，真的是能够来帮助我们。当我们每一次看见你身上的是那个记号的时候，我们心里就有这样一个反应。
So help us, Lord. Every time we see the sign, we'll have this response in our heart.
主啊，真的是能够来知道主在那里来呼召我们。
We can truly see that the Lord is calling us.
主呼召我们随时忠心有见识的仆人。
God is calling for faithful and prudent servants.
随时愿意把自己交在主手中的人。
Who is willing to yield himself into the hands of the Lord.
随时一样跟我们的主一样有这个奉献记号的人。
Who is like our Lord, who has the sign of consecration.
主啊，我们真的是也求你来帮助我们，当我们能够来思想你在生，你为我们所做的时候。
Lord, help us when we think about what you've done for us.
我们愿意来答应我们的主。
That we can answer to our Lord.
让我们每一个人都能够来成为主手中的器皿。
And that every single one of us can be a vessel in the hands of our Lord.
能够成为一群带有这样一个记号的。
And we can be a group of people with this sign.
求你真的是把这样一个伤痕的记号也制作在我们的身上。
We also ask you to give us a sign of scar on our bodies.
让世人知道我们是一群跟随主的人。
So the people know that we are a group who follow the Lord.
我们感谢你给我们这段时间。
We thank you for this time that you've given us.
奉主的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord we pray.
Amen. Amen.